The chief Palestinian Authority negotiator Saeb Erekat has condemned Israel's decision to sanction Palestinians and withhold tax revenues it collected on behalf of them. Erekat called the move an act of Israeli hijacking and theft of Palestinians' money. He said the act is in violation of international law. According to sanctions, Tel Aviv will withhold tax revenues and will deduct its debt from monthly transfer of tax money it collects for Palestinians. The money is about $100 million a month. The decision came just a day after the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon signed official documents indicating that he had received and begun processing the Palestinians' request to join the international conventions. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Jim W. Dean, who is a columnist and political commentator, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you react to this Israeli move?
Well, it's really no surprise at all. They've cut off the funds from the for the Palestinians before. And what we see here is Israel flaunting their power of being a rogue element and hiding behind their big brother, the U.S., because they basically just say, we can do this. We don't worry about public opinion in the world community because the U.S. is going to stand behind us. And this is really would be a good time for Kerry to give the American people a break to show that we're not all on our knees. We're not all on our knees to Israel by withholding funds, equal amount of funds of any of our programs to support Israeli programs at all, and transfer that somehow to the Palestinians and show Bibi Netanyahu that he just can't flip the finger to all of us out here and just make fools out of everybody.
And does this also, in a sense, Mr. Dean, show the weakness of the Palestinian Authority as a leadership, as the leadership of the Palestinian people?
Well, they really don't have, they're not, I don't think it shows weakness because they're in a weak position. It shows Israel, that's an occupier, can basically do whatever they want to do with them. They are a powerless, occupied people that have set a record now, and they're a member of the United Nations. You have someone that's actually doing this to someone in the Holy Land for 60-something years, and they are now treated as a respected member. So the Palestinians have to move full steam ahead with their UN getting involved with the UN organizations, particularly the criminal court, so they can get actions going against Israel. Otherwise, if they ever make a peace settlement, what's standard in all of those is that there will be no actions taken for criminal action. That's the only thing that's really going to rattle the Israelis is fear of finding themselves in a criminal court internationally.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Jim Dean speaking to us live from Atlanta.